Spoke last week, sacking a little bit what we saw. Spoke about Sugyo, Bikuris, criticism. And we saw that one of the standard matzovim, yoim matzovim, that there is in chinuch is that the parents, the mother and the father, they observe and they're exposed to the chesroinus of the children. Children have chesroinus just like everyone has chesroinus. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates everyone with mindless chesroinus. The national tia is many, many parents to shtel on the chesroinus. I mean, that's what they want to be in Misakin. And the metzias is that much, without realizing it, much of the parents, the communication, the diburin, are sviv, the chesroinus. Pointing out the chesroinus, giving eitzas to the chesroinus. Shtelling on the chesroinus, even many times we see there's no telus, but we think that by pointing out the chesroinus, that's eventually going to stop it. It's going to cause them a feeling of uncomfortability, yakishmak, and they're going to stop it. And we saw that that's in the world of chinuch, there's nothing to do with chinuch. That's not chinuch. Chinuch is to shtel avek, something that will further the child, that will connect to the inner matzav of the child, that will help him as a person change, grow. And if anything, bikuris, whether it's constant bikuris, even if it's not constant bikuris, but if it's often enough and it's done in the wrong way, so it only has a destructive effect. And we saw a few different levels how destructive it is. First of all, again, there's a bad feeling itself. It's not a passive feeling. It's not something that someone connects to. It's not something someone grows to. We're going to talk about the Pemshech tonight. And then there, even a greater damage, there's a damage in the yachas that we've spoken about the past few weeks, that there's a yachas kali between the parent and the child. There's a destruction in that sinor, we called it, in that general yachas kali. The child begins to feel not good around you, not good about his whole connection with you. It's not a good connection. It's not a connection, and it's not a relationship that he's mechaviv, that he or she is mechaviv. But more than that, and this was the ikar problem, and this is the chaymer ha'inyan. We saw what Hashanil Nir's idea is a davar mavel ad moed. It's davar mavel niflul mizbeini. Is that it's mamish olam hafach. Is that many times parents, they think that by shtelling on the critical things, and they think, like we stressed last time, that many parents have a certain tchusha. You know, they call it a mother's intuition, a father's intuition. And we feel very much that we have a certain call and a certain read on our children. We know them better than anyone, and we're right. And we're right. But many times, Dafka, the one we call, we see the certain chesaron, and we start to be menavi, or we start to prophesize. You know, how, oh, this child I see, he's going to be dishonest. He's going to be clumsy, he's going to be Mr. Lo Yutzloch, he's not going to be able to be married. We said all the different things that there are, he's never going to be able to sit down over a Gemara. She's not going to have any friends. The list is endless. We see these chesaron starting. We don't realize it's pum fakeret. What started as a regular chesaron by the child, and it was our job, and it's in our job, be'etzim, to work with the child, and maybe give the child the tools how to get past the chesaron. We're dafka the ones who compounded the chesaron, and maybe in a certain way, we were really made it a permanent chesaron. Because the koy klal biyodcha, we keep on talking about it, we create the child's world. That's what we do. We create the child's world. Until a parent, be'etzem, is ma'asher, gives a haskoma and says that a chesaron is a chesaron. I'm not saying always, but many times the chesaron is not necessarily labeled as a permanent chesaron by the child. The child sees it as a challenge. The child sees it as a struggle. When we say, you're the lo yutzlachnik, you're the shakran, you're the ganav, you're the one who's never going to be a masmid, you're the one who can't chap, you have your sometimes you tell a daughter, you have a netiyah for pritzos, you have a netiyah, you know. Whatever it is, we just went and we labeled it. And parents don't realize that b'moyadehem, they are actually creating. They have a choice. We have a choice of how to Be'etzem Shtelavek, our children, and we are the ones who are labeling, and we, that prophecy, that Be'etzem, we prophesized that the child is supposed to be this and this and this. It was all Masi Yadeinu, Masi Yadeinu. What we started to say, we started building, is that criticism is something that should not bechalal be a constant. It should definitely, cannot never ever talk about the child as a person. If and ever when used, it should be used as a tool when the parent is in control. It should not be blurted out. It should be something that's sitting on your stomach, on your baich, and just comes out. If you want to give musr, it has to be few and far between, and you have to see and use it at the right time, where the child has a comfortable zone with you, he has a comfortable relationship with the parent. And then, and kuli haiva ulai, then you could use it at certain times, when the child is a proper bosses, to hear it, and you'll hear him. He might respect what you say. He might be able to hear what you say. Again, bikuris is always painful. Bikuris is never a pleasant experience. We spoke about it for us ourselves. Never. But there are times when the child is the right bosses, it's possible to be used. We have to be magish. It's a choshev azach. Where are we coming from? The Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Ra comes as a Yetzer Tov and says, L'maisa, we as a parent have to show the child what's wrong. So we spoke out that most of the times, really rove over the times, the child doesn't have to be reminded what he did wrong. Rove rove over the times the child did something up, he messed up, he knows. We spoke about how the Chedez Manish is Atzmai. The mistake or whatever the child did wrong, the Shtika, Ashtika, that itself, and the child knows that we saw it, the child knows we know about it, we don't have to tell the child. There are times not, you have to be ma'ayin and that, you have to be there. There are times the child is bechlal, not aware of a certain chesaron that he has, and then you do know that it is the job of a parent to bring it into attention, and it has to be done in a mechush dig away, in a mechush bin dig away. You have to be ma'ayin. But rove rove of the times, it's not true. Both of the times a person is aware of his chesaronus. Because a person is aware of his chesroness, and they're aware of their mistakes, and their downfalls, and their mess-ups. And you don't have to impound it at all. You don't have to impound it. Sometimes I see it. I see other parents. I see. It's like ridiculous. Like, what do you... You could see a child comes in, and he drops a bowl of something over the floor, and the child... And the parent starts there berating him. What? You don't think he feels bad enough? You don't think he feels bad enough? I mean, you're afraid that he doesn't feel bad? You're afraid that he doesn't feel bad? We don't think. We mamash don't think. There's absolutely no ta'elis. No, zero ta'elis being madgish that part of it is. What do? We have to take him further. We have to take him further. So what is that? That's the second. That's the part of what I want to talk about tonight. The flip side of bikuris, and there's the only other option. Because a parent can't stay totally impartial. We did speak about having savlonis. We did speak about giving a child his room. But a parent has to feel that he's doing something about his child's chesaron. Right? That's parents. We care about the child till the end. So we have to be doing something. Either we're going to be mevaker, or we're going to be the other side of being bikaris, is called what's called idud. We're going to learn how to positively reinforce the child, prod the child. Some people call it complimenting. It's not really complimenting. It's part of it, but it's pushing the child with positive reinforcement. That's the other side of being a mevaker, and that's what we have to learn how to do that. And this is what I want to talk about tonight. And Be'etzem, we have to talk about it. Many times, critical parents, their problem, Be'etzem, starts with themselves. His problem is how they deal with themselves, they put it on their child. And the problem is, they don't understand, it's one of the big soydas of Adam. It's one of the big soydas of Adam, that Bechlal, how to fix chesaronus. How to fix chesaronus. That's Be'etzem the sugi we're talking about tonight. You're observing chesaron and you're talking. Be'etzem el shem shemayim. Yeah, I'm talking about, there are times the midas get involved, but most of the time, a child who criticizes a lot is Be'etzem, a parent, I'm sorry, criticizes a lot, is Be'etzem el shem shemayim. He really wants to change his child. The question is how to deal with chesaronus. How do you deal with chesaronus? Me and you, everyone in this room, I hope they realize they have chesaronus. That's what Chodesh Baruch Hu created. No one is perfect, and that's what we're here in this world. We're here to mesakin. We were to mesakin. What is not perfect? Is not perfect. Mesakin that which is not perfect. I think chinuch is merames. It's maybe merum is a little bit in familia. You're born with an oral. You were born with an arla. You're born in a matziv where you have to take away the oral. You're born in a matzah with a chadchila. You have to take away an early. You have to masakin yourself. That is Ayid. That's the way he is born. Ayid is supposed to know that he is. It's alive. It's all of masakin is atzma. We have left chesroinus. The shaila is how to deal with him. So there's a mistake that by some is bideya, but even if it's not bideya, by a lot, it's lamaisa, the way they work. And they say like this, okay, my positive parts, first of all, my positive parts, a person doesn't see so much a lot of times. Whatever, he doesn't see, it's there. But even if he does see and it's exposed to him, he doesn't recognize, he doesn't realize what's the issue to focus on there. Why should I still on my positive zachen? What's already there after mechazik, what's already there? What I'm missing, I have to work on. You know, everything I have, all my guns are milus. When we talk about milus, we're talking about side. There are certain midas which were shalom by us, and certain midas which are very chas by us. And within the midah itself, there's many times partially it's strong by us and partially not strong with us. Depends on the situation. But there's a chelik chazok, there's a chelik hakayim, there's a chelik that's a milan, there's a chelik that's a chasim. There's a natural natiya to. There's a natural natiya to shtel on the chasim. Okay. It depends what type of person you are. Some people suffer from that terribly. They suffer from that terribly. They have a terrible self-image. They have terrible self-esteem. It could be you're a worked out person. It doesn't affect you terribly. But the ma'isa, this is a big toys. This is a toys atzum. This is a toys atzum. Less man the poly. Less man the poly that we're here to misakin achasranis. But the question is how to misakin achasranis. V'zeh gilu lanu atayrach hachmeinu zal. And the ikka way is to start from the positive. Oh, the it really kind of starts and ends with the chiluk that we have shalom and the chiluk that we have positive. So more the commissioner. The Mishnah state, Abbas Perk Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. A long list of his Rabbi Kriyash, Rabbi Tzvi. The last thing he says, Al tihi rosh b'fnei atzmacha. Meridika is a member from a Tana. Al tihi rosh b'fnei atzmacha. And here this is something that's very common. A person is a rosh b'fnei atzmacha. He makes himself a rosh in his own eyes. Zok to Rambam. Very say this dikar Rambam. Zok to Rambam pirush mishnayis. Kishiyachshev odom atzmoi chosur upachus. Lo yigdol be'einov chisoyin sheyaseyu. Where are the Rambam? The Rambam says there's an opposite reaction. The person thinks he's going to shtel on how much I'm missing. I realize I have this problem. I don't daven with kavona. I talk lashon hara. I'm not really machshav my wife's milus. I don't come on time to daven. I don't come on time to seder. I don't make a sikkum. I don't chaz. The list is endless. I have a problem with kas. I'm not mesuder. We know all the chesronos. A person thinks that when he shtels on his chesronos, it's going to come the tikkun. Zok the Rambam, it's an adverse character, it's an opposite effect. And the Rambam says because when you taker chaser, there's no reason to fix it. I'm going to add on. There's no gas to fix it. A person who day in and day out, or not even day in day out, most of the time. The constant or the regular association to himself is on the chelik achoser. So what does he feel about himself? He feels like something exalted. He feels like something chashev. He feels like something, no. He feels the chelik achoser. That's the metziah. Something that we stole on. That's the chelik connected. So why am I working so hard to fix what's broken? I mean, everything is broken anyways. The Rambam is telling us a huge insight. And it's a backwards. It's a foch al foch. It's a huge insight to human nature. Whenever you're going to shtel on your chesroinus, it's going to come, if anything, to less avoida, to less tikkun. Nikoit high cloud biyotcha, the opposite of alti rosha, tiyat tzadik bifnei atzmacha. If the basic association to yourself is not as something that's good, something that's mutzlach, successful, you're a success story. Okay, there are a lot of things yet that I haven't yet been misakin. Abraham, what's the stomach of the milsa? What's the becheskas? I'm a successful person. You have to know your milus, not only because you have to appreciate what Hashem gave you, that's also true, but more, and maybe ikar, is your natural netiyah to look at yourself has to be something that's choshev, that mele it should bother me if there's missing, and it should be a push and a thrust to change it because this doesn't pass for me. But I'm talking before that last knesh. Everyone says, you know, you're supposed to say, oh, you're so chashiv, it doesn't pass. That's the last step. The first step is pasha. We need gas. We need gas. A person, when he's in a garbage dump, he doesn't have any gas. When a person is in a shop of broken kalim, there's nothing. He doesn't have gas. When you're working on your midas, you need a lot of gas. The way we're working on something, you're talking not so good. Kaniri, he's not the class of masmid. If he would be the class of masmid, you wouldn't be so worried about him. He's not the class of masmid. He's all over the place. He has ODD, OSTAR, he has all a million things. Call it whatever you want, doesn't make a difference. But he right now is very far from that. How in the world do you want him to fight against all his natias to jump all around the place? Where is he going to come from? When it comes down to it, he says, anyway, isn't that way? Where? A big yisoid in the match. You have to be a tzaddik. You have to be. The status of yourself has to be a success. You have to look at yourself as a success. There's a very famous member that Volbe brings from Ruchim, very, very bavus, Ali Shor. He said, Ruchim said, remember, Oi is to a person who doesn't know his chesroinus. A person doesn't have any aware bechlal of his chesroinus. It's a problem. He said, Oi vavoi, somebody who doesn't know his ma'ilus. Why? Famous member. Oi is to a person who doesn't know his ma'ilus. But Oi vavoi, it's doubly worse, someone knows his ma'ilus. So he said, because he doesn't know chesroinus. And we said before, that is potentially at some point a problem. You have to know what age, my mom's got kids, what age you have to tell them chesroinus. My stomach takes time. Until you have to make them aware to their chesroinus. But a person at a certain age, he has to definitely be aware of his chesroinus because he has to, that's where eventually he has to aim to be misakin. That's the mokum he has to aim to misakin. A barzok to Ruchim who touched up, he says, your mailis are your kli avoida. Your mailis are your kli avoida. And it's petarti. Your mailis, you don't have what to work with. That's what he's saying. Your chesroinus is maybe where eventually you're going to be working. You might be working over there. You might be spending a lot of time in that area. But what to work with? You're a lot more, you're robbed if you don't have what to work with. Why? This is a petarity. One thing Rabbi Ruchim is madgish, and another thing Rabbi Ruchim says that the person's tikkun is going to come through his midas taivas. Rabbi Ruchim has a whole maimer that when he talks about the brochas that Yaakov gave to the Shvatim. Yaakov, more or less, by most of them, not all of them, but most of them, he pointed out their Mila, their Iker Mila. He learns it up in Rashi that the Tachlus was to show them where your tikkun's going to come from. For Kadosh Baruch Hu makes somebody, he's not a masmid, but he's a very quick head, believe it or not, because he could use his quick head to somehow develop masmada. He could use his quick head to develop masmada. If don't think we work at it, that's what Ruchim's saying. And if he's a masmid and he's not a quick head, his asmada is going to be make up for his lack of kishrim. It's going to make up for lack of kishrim. It will bring him to bring out some sort of kishrim. Pump for care, what do you think? You think, yo, I don't have to work on what's kind. No. That's your tool. That's one thing. That's your nishlamas. The second reason why it's a kli avoida, like we said, and this is the ikar for me tonight, this has to be my surrounding. It has to be my feeling, my vibe. I have to have, kli avoida means a good working environment. A good working environment is when a person feels good. He feels successful. A success story breeds success. Allah Yutzvach, a failure can't work. Can't work. It doesn't have what to work with. It's not going to work. It's against. This Kanira is Nichlal. Div Dibir Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina wrote a sefer called Shara Vaida, like Shara Tshuva, which we don't really have the full sefer. We have the Psicha. In the beginning, he writes, A Pesach Harishon. In the beginning of the Shem Shai Avoida, a Pesach Harishon, which means the first opening in Avoida Hashem, who sheyeda ha'isha oyved erech atzmoy. He should know his value. V'yakir maloiso yumayles avoisov ugdulosom v'chashivusom v'chibosom eitzel abor. Skipping a few words. V'yishtadil v'yishchazik tomid lahadil atzmoy maylahi. She's not about tomid. Zokir Rabbi Ben Yonah, the Pesach Harishon, let's say it's a choshev azach. Pesach HaRishon means that has to be the backdrop. That has to be the backdrop. That's what means Pesach HaRishon. Pesach HaRishon means the backdrop is a person has to be, the natural feeling is he feels overall as a good person. I have this Mila, I have that Mila, I'm thoughtful, I'm sensitive, I'm mature. Any person has tons of Milas. Usually it's not about even, the natural, because both makes it about even. Zelim is also again. Same concern as you have your Milas. You have tons of Milas. You have a lot of things that you're missing also. We're not talking about that right now. Talking about what you have good. Yegev good has to be the pesach harishon, has to be the backdrop of a person's metzias. Oh. So, two nekudas. First of all, some people, they never made Seder in the sugya for themselves. Well, obviously, they're going to work a different way with their kids. When they work on themselves, they're not busy reminding themselves, or they're not busy shtelling about how good they are and how good they should feel about themselves. And then they say, okay, let's go weiter. Let me go weiter and take that and work on this now. They're always looking and concentrating on the bad. So, of course, they're going to continue after the kids. But yes, you say, so I want to be madgish is, if this is true by ourselves, how much more true is this by our kids? The Tanna, Reb Shimon said, Al tehei rosha b'fnei atzmo. He's talking to me and you, but to your child. Who is going to be the atzmacha? Who's going to be the atzmacha? Who's going to make, when he looks at himself, who's going to make the atzmacha? The answer is me and you. It's the only answer, me and you and your wife. That's it. Who's going to make, when he looks at himself, Al tehei rosha b'fnei atzmo, who's going to make that? It's going to be you. So, we spoke about a few weeks ago that in Ba'if and Kloli, you have to be someone who gives your child respect. We spoke about Ba'if and Kloli, he has to be, when he thinks of his father and his mother, he thinks they respect me. But now we're getting more proteus. What happens if the father does respect him, but Lemaisa and the Metzias, the father without realizing, is criticizing him all and every other side of the thing? And again, it's not a steer. Many, it could be two, it could be a palgina, a total palgina. The father could respect the child in a certain way, but he sees no reason to talk about that part. He sees no reason, and it comes out that the roiv of the conversation is about all the criticism. So what happens is, again, the child is a rosh b'fnei atzmach. The child is a rosh b'fnei atzmach. What's the hepech of this? The hepech of this is that you have to concentrate on the ma'ilus of the child, stress them, reinforce them, shtel on them. We're the regular dibur, the holy chiyelik, the general dibur that he's hearing from the parents is be'ikr, what he has positive. Mitoich, what he has positive. Then, and hopefully you should ask for the shtatfus of the child maybe might recognize him, talking to him, realizes, hopefully even could turn to you for his chesroinus. You could work together, and I'll have the gaz and work together on the chesroinus. It's not always an easy thing, you know. Chesroinus is part of a life story. It may take the child a long time, but he's on the right way. He's on the right way. This is the sugya of Yidud. This is the sugya of Yidud. Now, Yidud, Zichron Amai Chedesh, is one of the most famous topics in Chinuch. It is one of the most famous. It's become extremely, in the past, going back way long, the importance of complimenting, being positive in Chinuch is talked about. But we're trying to shtel avek into the sugya and the whole overall of Chinuch. First of all, we have to understand it is extremely, it's not just a person, it's an extremely big netiyah for people not to do this. Not because if you sit them down and they think their child's not a good person. Again, you do have a problem with some people like that, but most of them do. But again, we don't. That doesn't stick out to us. That part of us doesn't need reiteration. It doesn't need to be accentuated. The chesroinus are glaring, are there, and that's what we're here for. We don't realize, and this is the one I tell you, is that, yeah, we're here for that. The question is, how do we get there? I'm asking, but how do you get there? First of all, there's a tachlis b'fnei atzmo just to tell the child that he's good. That's itself stop. But even if you do want to get into chesroinus, you're also helping out of the area that you want to get to. When he feels good about himself, when he's overall, a person can't be stopped. A mensch that feels good about himself 100% and he has confidence and he's going to work, it's 100%. It's 100%. This is Xeris, I'm saying. Xeris, because Baruch Hu makes things. But in a mahalich, he's for sure going to be successful. If he sees himself in the positive light, if he knows malosa, even if he has this thing over there, he's going to succeed. Oh, but it's totally me and you if we shtel that back. What is Idud? Look at the Mefarshim a little bit. In the capital, set it upstairs, Lamatzeach, say, Hey, my curve and a fall of Anachlu Kamnu Vanisoida. They kneeled, fell down. Anachlu Kamnu Vanisoida. It's a pool of getting up, of being lifted. Zakh Mitsudis, Indian Rima Musfechizik. Zakh Devin Ezra. When his govern is roimim ki ma'oidei hefech mashpil. Idur is exactly the hefech to be mashpil. Bikuris without realizing is mashpil a person. Bikuris without realizing, when you're constantly shtelling on what he's missing, you don't realize it, but what it does is it makes him with a feeling of lowliness. He just feels low. He feels low. He feels not good. He feels that the part that's not good, it's not healthy, it's not, it's missing. Idud is when we're reinforcing the positive. That's roimim a person. That lifts a person. when you're constantly stressing the positive, what he has done, how good he has done, all the good the child and the girl has done, all the good things that they do, and you're talking about that a lot, it gives the child an unbelievable backdrop. Now listen, I keep on stressing this. A person in the street could also go compliment your child, but a compliment on the street than a parent. A parent, again, when you do that, you don't know how much it means to them. You don't know, and again, when it's the constant, when it's the natural, when it's there, they believe it, they're convinced, that's the muskarishin, the part that you're doing. Now, I want to theorize. There are a few mistakes. Again, I mentioned this is one of the most common things. Everyone knows this. Come on, any parent who starts having problems, the first thing they do, they start concentrating on, okay, we're going to compliment more, we're going to be more positive. Everyone knows it's aleph. It's the first thing we're going to... Well, the mice, still, we don't get it. Our bad parenting patterns don't work. Why? So some people push it, they're not masliach to do b'chal. But there's a few mistakes that I want to point out. The first thing is, I really believe this is one of the mamas, we don't believe this is going to work. We don't believe in the yisrael I spoke about tonight. It's a big kalagol. If you don't believe in something, you can't really do it. The child chaps it. We really believe that the child has these glaring problems. And we really believe that we should bet some telling that, but he's too weak, what can we do? We really believe that the Be'etzem, the way you have to besakim him is that. In other words, we really believe we're barking up the wrong tree. What are you doing? We're barking up the wrong tree. Just, we have no choice. We taka know that Bikuris does tremendous destruction, and Mela we have to with it, so we do this. How are you going to be doing it if you do that? How are you going to be telling on positive things? Obviously, with a quarter of a heart, with other kemayim ponim amalim, can't live a lot of in emotional relationships. They read what's in your heart. If you don't believe, you have to believe and be convinced of what he said. That's why the best thing is if you ever done that by yourself. The best thing is if a person himself took this mahalas, he deals with his chesroinus, he knows, he saw it work. He sees work doesn't mean, again, it's perfect, but it means that it shows results. When you feel positive about yourself, when you feel good about yourself, you're in a chavusa shav, a chavusa mazmachshav, or you're in, a person feels a successful person. Success breeds success. It's like a little bit of a trick. It's funny. That's him saying it's like a big nakuda. That's him saying it's not the certain life. Who are the successful people in life? That's him a cook in life. Who is the successful people in life? So people think that people are the best talents. Wrong. No, not true. It's not true. It's a force. It's pushing a shek of a chazav. The people in Matzliach and Naif are not the people who have the most talent. They're the people able to shtel on their talent. They're the people who their natural cook and their natural. They're the people who are tzaddik v'neatzmo. They're the people who are aggressive, assertive. And they're the people who weren't saying, okay, I don't know if I'll do it, and I don't know if I could do it. That comes from a person shteling on what he has, and that should be his natural backdrop. To be in a sviva of feeling good about yourself, of being a tzaddik v'atzmacho, because you have a lot of things. That takes further. Idur is oid v'oid adam. It's oid, oid, oid. Oid, oid. That's what it is. It's oid v'oid. It's moshin oid, oid. If you have this color about yourself, you believe in any child, the more you believe in it, the more you go, and you'll realize the problem that's bothering you, you'll feel that it's being answered. In most cases, the parents don't feel, okay, the problem exists, I have no choice, I'm stuck. So eventually happens, as you know, you don't do it well, you go back to your old. This is the first big thing. We have to believe in it. And we have to know this is emes ha'malach chedim inside. Right. One, two, is also a major problem. Since we so much, again, because this is the most popular plum lechinuch, we're so much trying to compliment and so much trying to reinforce, people give compliments that they're not connected to metzias. People give compliments that are not connected to metzias. Yidud, the lashon metzias is a schizik. You can only mechazik something that exists. You can't be mechazik tenir. How many times do we see it? We see it also. We see Rabbeim. We see people speak at speeches. Chassan, and people speak about things that no one knows. It's not no shaykhs. How unpleasant. I know it's for me for sure. It's unpleasant it is to hear. No one enjoys to hear. If it's not pleasant for you to hear, the person also. It could be it's not totally true. The person always likes to hear something good. But it's not ma'oididim. It's not ma'oididim. If you taste something that is no kosher to metzias, that's not ma'oididim a person, especially a person who's struggling. A person who's struggling really in something, and you're not ma'oidid him that is anchored on a metzias, so you're mechazik anything. So you have to catch your child, and you have to focus on the good things, and you have to catch him when he does good things. But my mom was there again, I'm saying, if you have a problem with that, then we have to see me, you have to talk about that. If you have a problem finding good things about your child, then baya. But you have to, You have to find good things about your child, and there are, they exist. If you have problems, you have to talk about it. But you have to find and you have to cop. This is damnus. When he does good things, it's got to come out. And don't overdo it. It's got to be natural. Don't overdo it. Don't say it 75 times. Oh, great, yeah, be the Sadak Oilam, the God of Adar. No, real, natural. A person did something. He cleaned up nicely. He learned nicely. He looked and he daven nicely. Kids daven nicely sometimes. Focus on it. Jump on it. Say, oh, you daven so nicely. I'm so thoughtful. You think of me. You come home. They give you a kiss. It's so nice. You're so sensitive. It should be the halach eilech. It's not once in a year. It should be halach eilech. If it's a halach eilech, if it's a constant, it doesn't have to be overdone. A child gets an eye to see, the father starts to see everything that does good, and you accentuate it. And then when the problems come out, and he starts saying, come to him, and he cheder, and he says, I'm this, and lutzluch, you start pulling out, and you say, no, don't you remember that, you have it already. It's not fake. This is the second mistake people make. The third mistake, we're going to end with this, is that it has to be without ulterior motives. And this is a little hard. Since many times we know this is a very important thing for chinuch, and we know this could help the child chaser, we don't realize it, but ba'etzim we're doing it hini muchan mezumin to change my child. We're not doing it, in other words, bechlal, to focus on the positive. The child also could discern and decipher, and this is, there are many, many stories about this. The kids, they say straight out, the teacher, stories, the kids say, I know the second I get a compliment, in the next 10 minutes, my father or son or brother is going to ask me to watch my younger sister. The next day, they're going to ask me to do this. They know what's coming. That means there's some sort of concern over here. There's some sort of not naturalness. You're not stelling on the positive thing for the positive. You're stelling on the positive thing only to the positive. What I said earlier in the Chabur, in the Vad, that you have to know it works, that's Berayin. I'm not talking about, you have to know it works, because then you could put your... But before all, it's not pshat, you're saying 1 + 1 equals 2, because I want him to work on being sloppy, so I'm going to tell him how smart he is, or how hard he works. Before all, la'ilam before all, it has to be that you realize is a maila on, shtelling on his mailas, accentuating them, reinforcing them, constantly reinforcing them, speaking about them. If the child chaps you're doing for a different reason, you lose, and sometimes you lose double. Because the child, you don't gain what you gain, and the child thinks you're trying to manipulate him. Then you have other problems. Your problem is the dukmishas. The child chaps, you're trying to manipulate him, feels it. Unfortunately, they feel much worse than you. Sometimes they mamish think the parents are krum, because they feel manipulation, and the parent doesn't mean that as much. The parent's a human being. He wants to fix it, but the child can mamish feel the parent is trying to manipulate him, and it can be a very, very bad thing. This is the three nekudas of Yidden. Like upon him, chazarnu lehaschalas advarim le'enu. We said, and this is an emes lanidoi, everyone has husrainus. Everyone has husrainus. Baruch Hashem, children are created with parents. Me and you, we have to deal with ourselves. We have to be big boys. We have to take care of ourselves. But parents, kids have parents. Parents are supposed to be the tools. They're able to channel their husrainus. There's two ways a person in life can handle husrainus. He could start with the husrain, and start with the empty glass, and start trying to build from there. And believe me, that's what Rambam says, Alti Rosh Abbas, because it's not going to work. And there's another way, he could start Oid Void. He could start from Oid. He could start from what he has, and be Mechazik, and he could start and saying, oh, I have so much, I want to go. Who is going to decide? That's me and you. Me and you are going to decide how our children does that. And that has to do with what's our basic, general stoma yachas to our child. Not yachas klol, yachas proti. Is a yachas proti a yachas of bikuris? Are we the most of the time pointing out their shortcomings, what they're missing? Sometimes stronger, sometimes lighter. Or are we be'ikr, being ma'oideid? Are we be'ikr saying a good word? Stressing what they do in a natural way. And natural, without agendas, in a way that we believe. If we do that, a child's better than Hashem. They have all the tools. Instead of oy vavoy, we say, wow, they have all the tools to be misakin themselves and make themselves an Hashem Shalem.